Welcome to the joyful. May you be able to share that joy here. Welcome to the tired and the weary. May you find rest and inspiration here. Welcome to the lonely. May you find community here. Welcome to those who are sick. May you find healing here. Welcome to those who mourn. May you find comfort here. Welcome to you all to our worship of God, the God of all. It's definitely my mic. Are we going to the lectern? Lectern's good? Okay, we're going to go there. I'm not going to repeat all of that, but welcome to you all. Couple of announcements to share with you. Next Sunday, September 8th, Rally Sunday, fully explained and described on the insert in your bulletin. So continue to pray. We're praying for rain during the week, but come Saturday night, pray for no rain for outdoor worship next Sunday. Or if the rain comes, we'll be back in here. So either way, we'll have worship at 10:30, but there's activities at 9:15, and then we have the fellowship meal following worship services. Program year kicks off on the 8th, and so we have the registration online for our children and youth ministries. So if you have those living within your home, please make sure they're registered for the upcoming program fall. The Talent and Gong Show, we're about 2 months away from that on October 27th. We're looking for participants willing to showcase their talents to entertain everyone else. So please sign up if you're able to do that. Know that on September 15th, we will receive our annual blanket Sunday offering for Church World Service. So that's in 2 weeks. The flowers at the altar rail and the flowers that were on the tables in the narthex are from the memorial service yesterday in memory of Donna Buer. And we have Dan Light coming forward to share.
Good morning. I'm glad to announce that the Mission of the Month project for September is going to be Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission. We of a church have been challenged that we might give funds toward their ministry, or that we might give items to support that ministry, such things as bedding, sheets, blankets, hopefully singles and full sheets, towels and washcloths, men's, women's, and children's gently used winter coats, winter hats, scarves, and gloves. If you decide to bring those to the church, you can put them outside the chapel area, or you can wait to bring them September the 22nd. If you do, you don't have to unload them. The representative will be here with the van, and we will load the van after the second service. And I just ask you to please be in prayer for how you can be a part of this ministry to support the homeless. Thank you.
Thank you. begin our worship this morning with a reading from Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Please bow your heads in prayer. Lord God, we come to you this morning not with complaint or grief in the hardships as laborers, but with thanksgiving in our hearts to work in whatever capacity we're able to, whether in paid work, volunteer work, or simply works of good deed. We reflect now on our chosen, past, or aspired professions, and I ask that each one of us in this time of worship finds purpose in his or her work. Purpose for good, for loving and connecting with others, for tending to our communities, for passing on wisdom and knowledge, all as workers of the faith. Heavenly Father, I ask that as we enter into worship this morning, you bless each person with a moment of quiet peace in their own work, reflecting on what it means and how they can start or continue to make you the center of their work. In all that we do, whether in word or deed, let us do in your great name. Amen.
Let us rise as we are able and sing our hymns of praise. The first one is the insert that you can find in your bulletin, or the words will be on the screen. Lord Jesus Christ, be present now, which serves as an invocation to bless this service together. Which motivates his work in us.
Fills the soul.
with the peace of Christ.
They caught on pretty quick. Thanks for taking care of me. I think at 8 o'clock, I can't look at Chrissy. 8 o'clock service, I challenged, and this is, I'm just going to say it here, so this is going to be something very hard for some of you to do. Some of you are going to find this relatively easy. I need you to pretend that you're 6 years of age. Now you understand some of you are going to be, you know, your minds and that kind of thing could be six. So pretend you're a six-year-old for the children's message, okay? I had some work to do around house, so I went to the store and I got some work gloves. And I told the work gloves, go outside and rake up the leaves. And they didn't go do that. So then I told the work gloves to go out and trim some branches off the trees, and they didn't move anywhere. They just sat there on the table. What is the good of work gloves if they won't do the work for you?
Chasing the wind.
Chasing the wind. That's from Ecclesiastes. It's meaningless. And so, oh, six-year-olds, how do you get the work gloves to work? You have to put your hands inside. Look at that. And then the work gloves will work. These are stained blue, okay? So I actually do use work gloves once in a while. I really only use work gloves when I'm carrying sheets of plywood so I don't get splinters in them, and it have blue paint on it. So I didn't go to the store and buy a whole new set. But you're 6 year old, you didn't really care. In order to put work gloves to work, you have to put your hands inside them. Then they'll go out and they'll rake all the leaves that you want to rake, or trim all the trees, or pull all the weeds. Huh. Well, as workers for Christ, the only way that we can do work for Christ is to have Christ within us. And so our aspects of worship, our aspects of learning about Jesus is how we have Christ within us. We have to believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior and ask Jesus into our hearts. And as we become a believer, we become a follower, a disciple, and he wants us to go out and work. And I guarantee you, I know the only way that I can do this on Sunday mornings, because remember, I don't wear these the rest of the week. I only work on Sundays, right? Have you ever heard that before? The only way I get to do this is because Christ fills me. I'm not that good, as some of you might know. Christ has to fill each one of us so that we can serve the church and serve the kingdom of God. So, little lesson for all of the six-year-olds amongst us. Let's bow before the Lord in our time of prayer this morning. Lord God, in the light and the wonder of this new day, in our time of worship on this Sunday morning, Lord, we thank you for the blessings of life. We thank you for how you have created each one of us, and you have created us each unique and wonderful. You have given each of us different talents and abilities, so that together, in union with Jesus Christ, we might be your workers. Lord, in America, as we celebrate Labor Day weekend and the holiday tomorrow, we do thank you for the laborers amongst us. We thank you for the workforce of the nation over the generations. We thank you for the work that they have done and for the willingness that they offer to their jobs. And we thank you for the workers in the church, those that help lead our ministries, and those that help teach, those that help serve. Lord, we pray for the blessing of our workers in the church. We thank you for all that they are able to do in your kingdom. And Lord, for our day and age, when there are different levels of work, when there are people that want to work full-heartedly and cannot find work for various reasons in their chosen profession, when there are people are not ready to work and not willing to work, we pray that they would turn to you and be guided by you, because you have created us to be your workers. And for the blessing of the nation, the blessing of the kingdom, we thank you for the work that we're able to do and accomplish. Lord, in our time of worship this morning, drawing us together in a sense of unity within your spirit, Lord, we pray for our list of concerns. Thankful that Ben continues to recover from this most recent neck surgery, and we continue to pray for Ben and Sue and the rest of the family as they continue to mourn the loss of Donna. And we thank you for that memorial service yesterday when family and friends could gather and celebrate her life. We pray for Don as he is now in Roop Rehab, going through therapy, and we pray that blessing upon him. We pray for Shirley as she continues to go through hospice care, and pray that she continues to know and sense your presence. We rejoice that Sandy Miller has indeed made it back home. Lord, we pray for her and Roger as she adjusts to back home after being gone for so many months, and we thank you for her health. We continue to pray for Jeff that he would rely upon your strength. We pray for the positive attitude of faith that you have given him. And Lord, we continue to pray for a miracle of healing, both physically on his body and spiritually in his heart. We pray for Larry and for Regina and Stuart as they continue to wait for test results and go through therapies and treatments. Lord, may they know of your healing presence. Lord, as we begin with a program year next Sunday and all that is planned, we pray for the faithfulness of your people to be present, and we pray for the blessing of you upon our ministries, that we would continue to know Jesus Christ as Lord. Jesus Christ as Lord, who taught us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen."
To be precious Savior is more than an heirloom to me. Jesus is more than an heirloom to me.